Back here on Giants.com, it's time to play over or under. Lance Meadow is our contestant. I am John Schmelk. And Lance, here we go. You don't get any prizes for getting these right, by the way.
Okay,
I'm just warning
no
you ahead
worries.
Of time.
I'm still ready.
Over or under, Eli Manning will throw for 300 yards this week against the Falcons. Over or under?
I'm going to go over here, John. Last year when Eli Manning went up against the Falcons, he was under 300 yards. But remember, this is a Falcons secondary that was dead last against the pass last season. And they haven't necessarily dramatically revamped that secondary. Three of the four faces are just like they were out there last season. So I think this plays right into the hands of the Giants passing game. There weren't a lot of opportunities to throw the football against the Cowboys. That's why the numbers were relatively low for Eli Manning. I think the opportunities are going to be out there. Atlanta's much better against the run. I see Eli Manning getting over 300 passing yards.
And Sam Bradford, once he settled down on Monday night, had a lot of success against that Falcons secondary.
Had over 300.
In the second half, no doubt about it. All right, statement number two, Lance. Julio Jones will have 120 receiving yards this week against Big Blue, of course. Dominique Rogers, Camardi, and Prince Mukamara will rotate depending on what side they send Julio Jones to covering him.
Well, Julio Jones took advantage of a brand-new Eagles secondary. Byron Maxwell comes over from the Seahawks, goes to the Eagles, and Julio Jones had a feast. I think that's the best way to say it. He had 105 receiving yards against the Giants last season, but the Giants have much better corners than Philadelphia is going to have to offer. I'm going to say he's going to get under that ballpark mark. I think that he'll have a productive game, but the Giants secondary, you have good man-to-man cover individuals here. They should be able to limit his opportunities.
And I'm sure those corners will get some help as well from safeties and linebackers doing with a dynamic receiver like Julio Jones. And remember, too, the Falcons have Roddy White, too, a veteran that knows what he's doing. So a lot of weapons for the Falcons offense. The Giants will have to keep an eye on. Lance, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
That's over or under on Giants.com. We'll see you next time.